You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, GH fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and we need to talk about Ava Jerome's love life. It's dusty, it's non-existent, and it doesn't need to be that way. Clearly, her crush is not crushing back on her, and so I don't see any big hope for a romance between her and Sonny Corinthos, and that means Ava needs another man. But who is it gonna be? Well, I've got a few ideas for really juicy romance partners, since she is definitely overdue for some loving. Wasn't the last time that she got any action with now dead Austin and GH has completely abandoned who killed him because they don't care, which is okay because I also really don't care. I wish they'd mentioned it in passing that they cracked the case and just say it was some random person and just bury it forever. Anyway, after Sonny goes ahead and kicks her completely aside, should Ava be with one of these men we're about to discuss? Let's dig in, but please click subscribe if you have not already. Let's start with one of my favorite men in Port Charles who is single right now. He's roguish, he's sexy as heck, and he is even more devious than he is handsome. And of course, I'm talking about Valentin Cassadine. And of course, Ava does like the sound of having Cassadine on the end of her name. And I personally think it would be really funny if Ava Jerome set her sights on another man who's linked to her ex-best friend, Nina Reeves. She's already infuriated Nina by misleading her so that Sonny would rage at her. And that resulted in Nina just giving up and inking the divorce docs. But Nina has also been spending time lately with her other ex-husband, Valentin, who even bought the Invader for her, remember? And Ava really needs a man who's ride or die with her. And Valentin can be like that. He can be intense, but he's also a very bad man who's running Pikeman and pondering taking out a hit on Jason and framing Sonny. And Ava is the kind of woman that wouldn't mind her man doing criminal things. So this could be a match made in heaven or made in hell, depending on what you think of these two. But I do think that Ava and Valentin could be a whole lot of fun. And it would drive Nina crazy, and it would also drive Carly crazy because Valentin is part of the whole plot that's circling around Jason. All right, next, we got to talk about one of the hottest slices of hunk in Port Charles. That is ex-Navy SEAL Drew Kane. Ever since Nina completely spiraled out about Sonny and Ava, she's been creeping around and getting frisky on the sly with Drew. It started out as hate sex, and there's still feelings like that in the mix, but Drew and Nina are also starting to vibe in kind of a snarky, fun way that I really enjoy. So how terrible would it be if Ava crept in and slid her way between Drew and Nina? I mean, heck, Drew might even think it's funny to take both of these ex-besties to bed because it's not like he's growing any sort of feelings for Nina, at least not yet, at least not now. And if Ava is feeling really petty after Sonny cast her aside, she might target Drew just to take one more thing from Nina just to be off. Awful, because we all know Ava can be absolutely awful when she feels like it. Ordinarily, I do not think Drew would go after Ava, but since splitting with Carly, he seems to be sowing some wild oats. And if he knew that betting Ava would irritate Nina, he might do it just to be aggravating. And despite the fact that he says he's not sleeping with Nina as some sort of payback on Carly, I do think he is in some regard. And betting Ava also would accomplish that even more. I mean, Drew can sleep with every woman Carly hates. Just as an aside, I do not have on this list Jason Morgan. I do not think Jason would touch Ava with a 10-foot pole attached to another 10-foot pole, attached to a flagpole, attached to, I don't know, a semi-truck. I just don't see it happening. So yes, I will acknowledge he's single, but he's not in the mix by choice because it wouldn't happen. All right, the next guy I could see Ava with is currently behind bars. He is in prison, but that doesn't mean he's going to stay. stay that way. And no, I'm not talking about a specific Cassadine. I'm talking about a silver fox with a sexy accent, former head of Pikeman, and the WSB Jack Brennan. I think he and Ava could really hit it off. They're age appropriate, and he has got chemistry that sizzles. Right now, he's kind of low-key got his eye on Carly Spencer, and that's another reason Ava might take an interest in him if he slides his way out of Pentonville. She does not mind dating a criminal, and Brennan is very easy on the eyes. And if he does stick around Port Charles, and I hope he does, he will be looking for some lovin', and Ava is also easy on the eyes, and she's got no issue being with a man who's done shady things. I mean, she doesn't want to date another serial killer, but you know, a mobster or a guy running a mercenary organization, that's fine. And let's face it, the beard is hot, the accent is double sexy, and he fills out that Pentonville prisoner outfit quite nicely. Hello, muscles. Ava could do worse. Just saying. All right. Speaking of men in prison, the one I'd really, really like to see Ava Jerome with is Nicholas Cassadine. Just as they're shipping the Dark Prince off to a prison out of state, you know, I have to say Adam Huss is finally growing on me, and then he's leaving. I enjoyed his most recent scenes as Nicholas with Ava when she dropped over to Pentonville to chat up her ex-husband. And we, of course, saw confirmation from Nicholas Chavez that he is definitely not coming back as Spencer Cassadine. And of course, we don't want to lose all the Cassadines because they are great villains. They're great fun. Charlotte is gone as well. So we're about to be down just to Valentine as a name brand Cassadine. I know there's some adjunct ancillary members, but he's a name brand Cassadine. So I would love to see Nicholas back. Plus, of course, we're still wondering if they are ever going to tell us who bought Windermere, or did they just abandon that and it's just empty real estate going condo? Was it Nicholas for part of a planned comeback? Brennan, Valentine, Jason, we don't know. I ask, of course, because we do know Ava Jerome enjoyed living there with her man back when they were in love before the whole Esme Prince unplanned baby disaster blew their marriage apart. I would love to have Nicholas back, and I would love him back with Ava. And of course, the last thing to consider is bringing in a new guy for Ava Jerome. I mean, clearly it's a waste of her time and her talent to not have her paired romantically with someone. And I was enjoying her and Sonny up until the point I realized, oh no, this is because he's off the rails because of his mental meds. I was hoping to see them in a real romance, but it looks like that's not going to happen. And I think it was all clarified this week when Sonny told Ava flat out, I cannot take you to the wedding because you murdered Olivia's cousin, Connie. Ava thinks they should get over it. It's been a minute. And that's when Sonny asked how soon she'll get over Kiki's murder. I know some people on soap social media thought that was over the line. I didn't think so. I felt it was a very apt comparison. Ava thought it was unfair. I thought it was accurate. So maybe Ava needs to be with someone new that doesn't know her sordid history and all the people she's killed, drugged, and done horrible things to. Someone she can have a clean slate with. So we'll see. Right now, that person doesn't seem to exist. Probably Brennan is the closest we could get to it because he's the one who knows the least about her. Of all these people, though, you know, I would love her with Nicholas, but there's no signs Adam Huss is coming back. And in terms of men that are actively on the scene, Valentine or Brennan, I think would be a whole lot of fun with Ava, but time will tell. I'm definitely cheering for Ava to get some guy in her life, in her bed, in her heart. Otherwise, all that sensational beauty and chemistry that Mara West has on display is going to waste. Let me know what you guys think. Who would you like to see Ava with? Drop it in the comments, subscribe if you haven't, and come back soon. We are here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, I'm Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.